Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. For you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. I wonder whether you've ever lived in an atmosphere of harsh criticism and even condemnation. It's a horrible place to be, and I've known many people whose lives have been disfigured by it. Tragically, the criticism has sometimes come from parents and teachers who ought to have known better. Jesus made it clear that this kind of attitude is totally wrong. It's demoralizing and undermines a person's strength and confidence. Having a harsh, critical spirit is always a bad idea, and not least because all of us would choose to be treated with generosity and kindness. Jesus told his followers that if that's what they wanted to receive, then that's what they needed to hand out. He provided a funny illustration to ram home his point. If you want to point out that someone has got a tiny speck of dust in their eye, you need to make sure that you haven't got a huge, great log stuck in your own eye. The truth is that it's so easy to spot the failings of others while being blissfully ignorant of our own shortcomings. Jesus wasn't saying that we should never make judgments in life. That's ridiculous. Indeed, he repeatedly demanded that his followers should be discerning and make careful decisions. His concern was for those, like the Pharisees, who were happy to condemn others, but who had totally lost the ability to see the shortcomings in their own lives. The rabbis of Jesus' time discerned that there were six great works that would bring a person credit in this life and profit in the world to come. They were study, visiting the sick, hospitality, devotion in prayer, the education of children in the law, and thinking the best of other people. Let's make sure that we do just that today. Now let me ask you a question. What do you consider to be the best way of avoiding a judgmental attitude towards other people? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, forgive us for those times when we've been unfairly critical of other people. Help us to be generous and kind in our words and actions. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. Whether you're installing a patio or adding a new retaining wall, we have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.